Would you be surprised to learn that women have more road rage than men? How about this? 28.7 million viewers watch the first night of the Summer Games. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are at the tail end of July, swinging into August. Let's talk Olympics right from the get-go. The Games have been marred by some controversy, but let's talk about the good stuff first. On the first night of the London Summer Games, NBC got an 18 overnight rating and a 33 share, the best ever overnight rating for the first night competition for a non-U.S. Summer Olympics. That's pretty good stuff. The other night was the opening night was the record, 28.7 million average viewers. That's more than 2 million higher than the first night of competition from Atlanta, 5 million more than the first night from Beijing, and so on and so forth. So people are interested in the Olympics. And the opening ceremonies got a 14-year high rating for the BBC because it was in England. It's all about London after all. So Danny Boyle is the hometown hero. He's the Oscar-winning director who got huge accolades for his giant jukebox and for the ceremonies, but NBC got ripped to shreds for not airing it live from London. And maybe that was the problem. When I watched it, I wasn't as wowed as perhaps some of you were. And all the cut-ins, not certain things that were left off, not talking very much about who's carrying the flag or doing whatever. It was like, as I read in some description from somebody who wrote a comment about it, because you had Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira and Bob Costas, and I love this guy's pinpoint way of cutting through the clutter and saying it was like someone behind you kept talking and talking and talking, and that's it. That's what it was like for me. I just kept hearing talking, and it seemed incoherent. That's what it was. It seemed incoherent. But here's the bottom line. You like the Olympics. Will you like the medal count? China has 12, the U.S. 11 so far. That's sure to change. Let's hope it changes in a good direction for the U.S. There have been some really big highlights from the games so far and some lowlights, too. But lots of medals handed out and high hopes for some other athletes who have been there before and some who are first-timers. Has to be pretty exciting when you're a first-timer. And we're going to get to all of that in our next segment of America Tonight. But I want to talk about one other aspect of this. There was some rain, and I love what people on the street had to say about the rain ruining the Olympic experience.
What do you think? I don't even wear a jumper. No, it's not too bad. It always rains. You're in Europe. You're in Western Europe. It always rains. This is England.
Touche. It's England. And if you watch Wimbledon or anything else that comes out of England, the British Open, perhaps, you see that he's right. There is always rain. So there was rain that washed out a little bit of tennis competition, but it didn't dampen the Olympic spirit. One thing that cannot be resurrected by the weather is the amount of people going to the games. And it's very strange to watch these games, which are getting high ratings that I talked about, and see the empty seats. Almost everything I've tuned into, I'm seeing empty seats, which is shocking. Normally for an Olympics, it is wall to wall. You have to jump over yourself to try to get tickets to some of the events. And it's a question of, ooh, what event could I possibly get tickets for? Because they sell out almost immediately. So is it a question of people aren't using their tickets, or they corporations are bought a lot of them up, and that's so there are no shows, and that's all it is, and what can you do about it? But in England, it's all anyone is talking about. It's all they're talking about. So instead, what's happened to make it not as embarrassing with all these blue seats or red seats or whatever color they are, depending on the venue, they're having soldiers fill the seats in, having them sit in and watch. So good for them. They're, the International Olympic Committee, the organizers are trying to work it out with them as to who failed to show up and why. I mean, why have we seen Wimbledon, swimming, gymnastics, basketball, that you've got places where people could be seated? I think if the seats are open, they should move spectators up. And if there's a no-show after whatever time lapses, they should just let the people move up, because let them sit closer. Why not? Why do they have to sit in the sky if there are others who aren't showing up? I mean, beach volleyball is so popular. And it would be, or it is, very disconcerting to see footage of rows and rows of empty seats. I mean, the cameras can't even disguise it. Is it just sponsored? That's what I think happened. I bet the sponsors bought up so many seats, gave them to certain people, unloaded them, and now those people aren't showing up. Oof. That's nasty. They had 8.8 million Olympic tickets sold by early June, and about half of the 2.45 million Paralympic tickets, and that started last year. So the sold-out sign was slapped up pretty fast. You know, when they, it's like when they put the amount of tickets out there, it almost immediately you can't get tickets to whatever the event. It's like you're volleying just to back and forth just to get an opening ceremonies ticket. So that's too bad that the sponsors might have gotten all the tickets and then they didn't use them, because they should have given them, I think they should have given them away to somebody who would, who would use them, let's say. All right, coming up on the flip side, we move, we slide gracefully from the Olympics and that discussion, all that that entails, to a couple of other things, including Justice Scalia making the early shows talk about gun control, Dick Cheney saying Sarah Palin was a mistake and offering some advice on the VP pick, and road rage. It is a female condition. Who knew? If you asked me, geez, what gender do you think gets upset on the road more, men or women? I have to tell you guys, I would say men, of course. It would have to be men. Why is it? Is it the lack of patience that has women on edge? What is it that has women so uptight when they're in the car, let's say? I'm going to tell you the numbers. I love these numbers. They're very shocking. It's it was conducted by Harris Interactive, and I think you'll be surprised as well. To all my female friends out there, what is going on the highways? I don't understand. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Through a couple of big things that I want to hit on here in this hour of America tonight, including Justice Scalia. He sounded off about health care. We know how he feels about that. He was the dissenting opinion. But I think what was interesting is his refueling of the gun control debate, because it is the number one thing that people are talking about in backyards and at the deli counter, besides the Olympics. Okay, Olympics is the light fair. The heavier fair is, oh, that guy in Colorado, and he's going to be back in court. And did you read this? And did you see this? And I think that anybody who wants a gun should have a gun, or I think that guns should be taken away. And it is massive conversation out there. Massive. Not that we haven't had these swings when there's been something horrific that has happened. You expect it. The Supreme Court justice said that the Second Amendment actually leaves open the door for gun control legislation to this whole debate we're having since the movie theater massacre. The idea is, and he was part of this, the majority opinion in 2008 in that case that it took up a lot of time on these airwaves in the District of Columbia versus Heller, which talked about the extent of gun ownership. He's saying, we're going to talk about this in the future. We'll see this in future cases. And what he was saying specifically is the kinds of weapons, like a semi-automatic weapon and an ammunition clip that could hold 100 rounds, that kind of stuff. What would we decide would be too over the top? Like a cannon, he said a cannon today would be that, or someone walking around back in the 18th century with a head axe would be a misdemeanor. It'll be harder, and will it be harder for criminals if those kinds of, not the headaches, because that's 18th century, but if some of the other stuff was knocked out. You've got New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg and New York Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy talking about introducing more legislation that'll make it harder for, they're saying, criminals to anonymously stockpile ammunition through the internet, as was done before the Aurora shooting. And the problem here is, how much is too much, and what, remember the run on bullets that we've seen before for 22s? What are we going to see if there was some cockamamie bill or law, a bill that became a law having to do with ammunition? Do I think someone should have access to 6,000 rounds, boom, like that? No. And do I think there should be a way to track and follow the dots as to, okay, look, this guy, there's something sinister going on here, because what's he doing? What is he stockpiling up? But I think that tougher gun laws are out of the question, because the NRA is going to come down heavy on people in Washington that vote for tougher gun laws, because the fear is if you make it too tough, it's a slippery slope, and before you know it, there are no more guns. And that's not what we want to see in America when you take away rights, and that's the problem. You're always going to have, there's always going to be some nutball that shatters our way of life. And I've said these numbers before. It's worth repeating. This is now the third time I've said it on the show, and I've gotten a couple of emails on it. Did you know that there was a Gallup poll that was done in 1990? Not a surprise. They did a lot of them. This was on guns. 78% of the people surveyed said laws covering the sale of firearms should be stricter. 19% said they should be the same or loosened. So, wow, that's big. 78% in 1990. But by 2004, support for tougher laws dropped to 54%. 54. 43% said they should be stricter. 55% said they should stay the same or be made more lenient. Why? 9/11, other things that happen to propel us in a much different direction. Columbine, the school shootings, all of that. And more importantly, things that were happening with home break-ins and all that other stuff that added up to, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a second, I don't know if I want to see this. I got to move to this one because I thought that this was so surprising. Of everything lately that I have read, do you really think, when you see road rage going on, is it more, really more women? Harris Interactive did this poll from May and June of this year, and all the commuters were surveyed, almost 4,000. They were employed full-time, and they drove to their work. And what Harris did is they limited people to those who were not self-employed and not in government jobs. They found that America has some very angry drivers and quite a few who were not safety conscious. What they took away, and I think it's wild, is that 61% of the women said they'd experienced road rage compared to 56% of the men. Also, 68% of respondents between 25 and 34 said they experienced road rage. Just 47, 55 and older said the same. 17% of the people surveyed said they experienced less road rage during the summer months. 10 said they experienced more. Almost 1 in 4 commuters, 24%, has been involved in an accident in on the way to work. Oh, 24%, although I might think that might be higher. And 30% of commuters have sent text messages while driving to and from work. Oh. The study was actually commissioned by Career Builder, which is trying to point out the dangers of commuting. And the idea is this could be one of the things to hang their hat on and why you should work at home because of all the road rage. But more women than men prone to road rage is interesting. I would think it. I would think it'd be neck and neck or the other way around, but apparently I was wrong. I've seen some people get really, really angry. I've seen people speed up and almost slam into the back of somebody because they got cut off or somebody didn't signal or they just got upset with them, whatever it is. All right, speaking of getting cut off, James Carville, I can imagine the Democrats would like to cut off his windpipe when he says things like, we're going to have to go through hell and high water to win this damn thing. It was a fundraising email that he sent out, and that's what he said. He said the remedy is to donate more money to the Democratic group and talked about, I wish I had good news from you. I want to tell you that Obama has a second term in the bag. I want to tell you that the Koch brothers are giving up their plot to buy the election, but we're going to have to really go through this. If we don't fight back, it'll be over before you can shake a stick at it. Although that's not the expression he used. It'll be over long before November. And that every dollar is going to go to the straight to the front lines. And for ads on the air hitting Republicans where it hurts. So he's not even disguising it. Give me your money. We need more ads. We need more ads to beat Mitt Romney. He's got people that want to see him elected that have deeper pockets. We're worried. So please, please, please give us money. And Obama's campaign was made of a lot of small contributions, so maybe that's part of the thing. The smaller contributions are what Obama relies on. Coming up on America Tonight, in light of the shooting in Colorado, how safe are we in public places, and what can we do to make ourselves much more aware of where we are? Before we hit the fences at the end, you want to hear David Nance. What an interesting conversation about things to look out for. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the highway.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Olympic Games in London. Here's a quick snippet of what you need to know. I mentioned this at the top before we talked to Lanny. You need to know that China leads the U.S. 12 medals to 11. Also that we had some highlights and some real lowlights. You want the highlights first? How about the U.S. men's basketball team? Duh, they beat France. And it was pretty easy to beat France, actually. And that's not a surprise. 98-71 was the final score. And it was a big opening win, I guess, because certainly there's always the chance you could lose. And especially after Tony Parker said some disparaging things about the U.S., that there was a chance that their ball handling would be off or some crazy thing. Whatever nonsense he said in French, it didn't matter because the U.S. came through. The Americans led at one point by as much as, I think, almost 30 points. I watched just a little bit of this, 29 points, and France was just brutal. From the field, France was like 39%, 39 and change, and it seemed like everything they threw up, they missed. Now, Parker, who I mentioned, Tony Parker, had goggles that he needed to protect his injured eye. He ended up with 10 points in the game and one assist, but he also turned the ball over 4 times. Kobe Bryant rested for all but 12 minutes, and instead Kevin Love was off the bench for 14 points in 14 minutes. Bottom line is that they should have won this, and they did. 98-71, once again, was the final score. But this is just the opener. All right, so Dana Vollmer, do you know who she is? She won U.S. gold, baby, in the 100-meter fly. So that was a highlight, definitely a highlight. She was fast, and she had pressure to win this thing. She didn't even qualify for Beijing, so there she was on the medal podium, so that's a good feeling. And she's somebody who actually I've had a brush with. She's from Granbury, Texas, and she was supposed to go to Florida, but she transferred to Cal in 2006. She's had a bunch of health problems, a shoulder injury, a back injury, an irregular heartbeat. At one point, I think when she was competing in the Athens Games, her mother was so worried she carried a defibrillator to the Games. So, woohoo! That's a huge moment for the U.S. Dana Vollmer with a big win. She's the first woman to ever swim a sub-56-second 100-meter butterfly. So well-deserved, because the road to London was paved with potholes for her. Then you got Michael Phelps, who, does this guy need any more medals? And the whole story heading into the Olympics that I talked about it a bunch was, how many medals gold is he going to win? How many more medals is he going to win? And will he break the all-time record for U.S. medals, period? So he does pick up his 17th medal, only it's silver, because in the relay, the men lose to France. Oh, the French were excited. And Ryan Lochte, who's the stud U.S. swimmer who's overtaking Michael Phelps, he had the anchor leg, had the edge, thanks to Phelps and some others in their three legs before him, and he lost by just a little tiny hair or a couple of seconds in swim time. This story was a sad one. Because wasn't there a line from a movie? It was Tom Hanks that talked about there is no crying in baseball, but there might be crying in gymnastics. There was a lot of crying. There was crying over losing a slot. And the woman or girl who lost the slot was Jordan Weaver, who's the reigning world all-around champion. She missed out on qualifying for the all-around final. She was crying. Oh, it was good for her that she did the interviews, but you could tell she just fell apart. And I don't know very much about Olympics. I've watched them a little bit here and there, but I never did gymnastics, not Olympics. I never did gymnastics. I like the Olympics. I never did gymnastics when I was in school. And so, you know, the whole thing with how they're scoring, it's like ice skating. I don't get it. They have this flimsy way of scoring people. So really, she was underscored. She barely fell out and got deducted all these points. And it turns out, instead of, here's the scoop, guys, in a nutshell, it's like politics. It is politics of a different sort. So the top 24 are supposed to be able to compete for the all-around, which means individual. You get to compete individually. But they have this new rule that there can only be a couple of people from each country. So even if you're the best, like she's one of the best in the world, she's not going to be there. She'll be there for team competition for the U.S., but she can't go for an individual medal. After all the crap and nonsense and do-re-mi they have to spend on this whole gymnastics thing, I mean, really. So she's the world best, but she's not competing because they underscored her on an event, the floor event of all things. I don't get it. And now it's made me really dislike gymnastics. So I'm only going to give you the results. I'm going to boycott watching these things because it's kind of like watching election results in this country when you've had enough, you know, hanging chads and you turn off the TV. This is like the worst hanging chad. This should have never happened to her. And now it's too late. So all that stuff that's gone on to put into the Olympics leaves her on the sidelines as she gets to do the combined. So let's hope that they win gold. Let's hope she gets an Olympic gold medal. I'd say now there's more pressure on the teammates to help her get that. She was the fourth best gymnast, but countries can only send two athletes to the final. So she still has a chance at the team event, but that's it. So anyway, We're going to waste any more airtime on it because I hate gymnastics now, and I'm not going to watch any more of them. I'll watch some of the rest of the Olympic Games. And what you care about, my friends, is that we had this kooky, crazy contest, our medal count contest, and many of you called in, and even more of you sent in emails in the three segments of our Friday hour that we did this. So some of you are in the running for it. The highest total of medals that I think was said was me. I think I said 108 medals. So far, we got 12. Let's hope in 15 days we get more medals than that, because most of you said a higher count, too, in overall. And the U.S. should be neck and neck with China and should win plenty of medals. It's certainly shaping up to be that way. But, you know, we'll see. There's so many other events to come. This is just the very, very beginning of things. All right, speaking of kind of a cleanup here, I hate to leave things just dangling out there, like dangling participles. And now that I'm in the East for a couple more days and I see the assault happening, I'm talking about unbelievable lightning and rain. You know, an assistant New York State Attorney General was killed during the storms that went through New York and New Jersey and other parts of the Northeast where you're listening to me, killed at least two other people because of the winds and the power that was knocked out. And that's what happened was there were a couple of things that happened. One, you had in Pennsylvania, a tree crushed a woman in her car. She was trying to get to a campsite. Boom, that was it. Tornadoes hit down in Pennsylvania in a couple of different towns. Cottersport is one of them. Montrose was another one. And they looked at what it was, how much the winds were. And one was rated, one of the tornadoes was an EF1. So that was 90 miles an hour. Another one was EF0. That's got 80 mile an hour winds. And at one point in Elmira, New York, we love Elmira, New York, EF1 tornado up to 110. So awful. Lots of problems. A state of emergency for part of the state of New York anyway. And it was a short storm, too. You know, 15 minutes or so. 15 to 20 minutes and that much damage. And several lives lost in the process of it, too. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So beware, because the National Weather Service says there could be some harsh weather on the way in the next week or so. And, of course, if you're living in the Southwest or the South, crazy hot, hot temperatures. In Dallas, Texas, they were saying it was 108 degrees. 108 degrees. That really, honestly, is when you do that experiment where you take the egg and crack it and throw it on the front porch and you watch it sizzle. I used to think that was just nonsense that people would say that, but you really can do that with an egg because the cement gets so hot, it might as well be a frying pan because you can really fry an egg on the pavement. That awful. All right, coming up on America Tonight, plenty of you have plenty of opinions. Let me throw out the phone lines, too, if you want to throw in on this. Do you think we should go to war with Iran once and for all? Mitt Romney says, whatever it takes, baby, we're there. While the president signs into law, a legislation proclaiming we are best friends with Israel and we will do whatever it takes to help our good friends, our allies, including giving them money for a defense shield. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
What? What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We were just talking about some of the amazing things that people did to save a friend, to save a girlfriend, to save the people around them. Amazing things that people did in that theater that was rather small and all of a sudden very, very chaotic. Well, the question I asked in the previous show is, how safe are you in public places anymore? And do you think about exits and what happens should some bizarre shooting or event take place? How could I exit with my family? You have young kids. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you're single. Maybe you're with your spouse. Whatever situation you might be faced with in a public place, things are certainly changing. And wouldn't it be best to be prepared? So how do you take those steps to protect yourself and possibly your family? Very pleased to welcome to ATN nationally acclaimed safety expert David Nance. Hey, David, thanks for coming on the show.
Good evening. Good to be here.
So when you heard the thing about the shooting, were you thinking what I was thinking? Man, how do you get out of a theater when he runs to the back of the theater, when he's there with the tear gas, throws it in, so now there's all this kind of chaos? I mean, that is a really unique and challenging situation when you're fighting for your life. So there were probably some things that you just have to think about it when you're in a smaller confined space and there's only a couple of exits. But that's one of the tougher ones, don't you think?
I think the first thing that hit me is realizing how vulnerable those people really actually were. I mean, if you think about when you go to a movie theater, I mean, that's an escape from reality. You're not thinking about what you have to do the next day. You're not thinking about what went wrong or what went right at work that day. I mean, you're totally consumed by that movie. And so they're in a movie where they're watching, you know, violence, and then this stunt takes place where people were confused by it. They thought maybe it was part of an act of some sort, and they are a bit trapped. I mean, think about people in the middle of an aisle where they have 10 people on each side of them, and they've got to escape to, once they realize it's not a prank, that there's a serious deathly issue taking place, they've got to get to an escape route, and there are people all around them. I mean, wow, they were extremely vulnerable in that situation. So that's the first thing that occurred to me.
So when you're out in public, is this being paranoid? Or, you know, we don't want to live a fearful life, but when you're out in public, are there, especially in bigger crowds, are there some things that you should look for? What are some steps you can take to maybe be a little cautious?
Sure. Well, you know, what we teach in my Saber Personal Safety Academy and the classes that I offer is a Marine Corps term called condition yellow. And the Marines were taught this basically when they go through the academy. And what it is it's a relaxed 360-degree alertness, awareness of what's going on around you. It's not a paranoia. It's not something that's exhausting. But you take precautions when something doesn't feel right, when something seems out of the ordinary. You assume that it isn't right, and you basically take action right away. But you should never really be snuck up on. You basically should be fully aware of and engaged in what's going on around you, and take precautions as soon as something isn't right.
Yeah, I like that. Condition yellow, I've heard that before. And when you step in, as you say, really look at the situation, look where you are. Are there places you think maybe you should avoid, or do you think people should start to think about that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, certainly. And to hash those out and dissect each and every one of those might be a little bit too much to do right now. But I would say that anytime you go into a public situation, whether it be your place of work or a restaurant, a rock concert, a place where there might be a potential, there's been more and more protests, people going to the Olympics, for example, at the beginning this weekend, you should think about it. You should know where your exits are. You should team up with the people you're going with. I mean, a lot of times in those crowded situations, cell phones will not work. You won't have reception because there's too many cell phones in those areas. You should pick a meeting place in case you're separated. And, you know, if things start to go awry or situations don't look right, extract yourself from it immediately. I mean, I live in Chicago. We had the NATO summit protest just a couple months ago, and that was a big issue and concern for people. And that was the big advice I gave out then. I mean, If the crowd turns violent, it's time to get the heck out of that situation as quickly as possible.
Yeah, good advice. Or how about if there's like a crush of people? In other words, where more people show up than expected, so there's lots of bodies in a very confined space.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's probably going to be naturally uncomfortable for you. I think in any situation that has the opportunity to turn violent or dangerous for you, you just want to put yourself as much distance between that situation as you possibly can. And this situation, a lot of people have asked me over the past several days, well, should these people have run for the exits, or should they have, you know, faked an injury or pretended as if they were actually dead in that movie theater? You do everything you can to get as much distance between you and that shooter as possible. And when you do that, you give yourself more time to react. You give yourself more time to think. It's very, very important that you do that. And one of the ways that you do that is understand that these things are actually taking place. I think the vast majority of us haven't given a whole lot of thought to our personal safety. So what ends up happening is when you are in that situation, you freeze. You become reactive. and you become a victim. So you have to take into consideration that beginning of 2011, the Representative Giffords in Tucson was shot, and six people were killed in that shooting spree that happened in the very beginning of January. In Oslo, Norway, one of the safest countries in the world, 77 people were killed last summer. So these shooting incidents are happening more and more frequently. These protests are happening that turn violent, and you have to be ready and prepared to act. And the best way to do that is understand they are taking place. It could happen to you. Have a plan and visualize yourself in that situation. This is very key. Visualize yourself in a high-stress situation that the potential for being deadly, and acting calm and taking action. Therefore, you've mentally done that, and if you actually have to take action in a situation, God forbid, you'll be able to actually do what's necessary to escape. You'll remain calm, you won't freeze, and you lessen your chances of becoming a victim.
Yeah, and you think that's in most cases, that's what happens? I mean, statistically, I guess it's pretty tough to have statistics necessarily that we know we can ferret out on that. But I think you're right. I think that's the natural thing is people freeze. Or how about this, David? People wait to be rescued. They think someone's going to come in and take care of it.
I think that both of those things are absolute problems, and that those things do occur. But, you know, I've spoken with people that have been in situations where, you know, there's been a shooter at their place of business, and, you know, they survived the situation, but they were lucky in a sense that they were very reactive initially. They thought the gunshot was actually a computer monitor exploding or a fire in the building. They did not assume that it was actually a gunshot, or people that are outside that are assuming it's a firework or a car backfiring. I would tell all your listeners right now to understand what a gunshot sounds like. And if you hear a sound that's anything similar to a gunshot, take action and assume that that's what it is. Start looking around immediately and getting distance from that situation, because last thing you want to do is be within range of an attacker who has a firearm, who's using it ruthlessly to kill people like this person did last week. I mean, you know, the best thing you can do is immediately when you hear that sound, assume the worst and take precautions immediately.
Yeah, I agree. David Nance, thanks so much for shedding light on some of this. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the road.
You bet. Have a good evening.
You too. All right, so David says, and I think he's absolutely 100% right on this, is what I've been saying, that the thing about freezing is the natural instinct for a lot of folks instead of being proactive immediately. And I love where he talks about visualizing yourself in that kind of a situation. So you visualize it, boom, how am I going to react? What am I going to do? What do I need to do to work this out? How do I need to get out of this? How do I need to get away from this violent person? And so many times, which is what I heard when I was in New York, what happened with 9/11, the tragedy of that, where so many people stayed put thinking that they were going to be rescued, and then ultimately, you know, what happened, they weren't. So many of them weren't. And they were waiting for somebody else to come and get them instead of just trying to figure out a way out of it. Okay, I just gotta go. I gotta get out of this. You know, I heard the explosion in the other tower, and even though they're saying just stay put, I know that that's not what I want to do here. All right, coming up on the flip side, speaking of Batman, we're going to talk about it. How did it do at the box office? What have the repercussions been since? Here on America Tonight.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery. grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.